The most dangerous place in the United States may be along its southern border, especially that part of it between El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. That's the setting for an extraordinary new book of investigative reporting, Down by the River, by writer Charles Bowden. It's the story of a murder and the investigation of it. Charles Bowden joins us from member station KUAT in Tucson. Good morning.
Good morning.
The victim of this murder is a young man named Bruno Jordan. But a lot of what happens afterwards involves his older brother, a man named Phil Jordan. So let's start with him. Who is Phil Jordan?
Well, Phil Jordan was a native of El Paso, raised in a barrio there, who went to college, joined DEA, became an enormous success, and then finally ran the El Paso Intelligence Center, which is the largest narcotics intelligence center on earth, with over 300 agents on a military base in El Paso.
He learns his brother's been shot. This is supposedly a carjacking, but almost immediately, Phil Jordan suspects there's more to it than that.
Well, one reason is there'd never been anyone killed in a carjacking in El Paso. Two, it happened on a Friday night, and the next Monday morning, Phil Jordan was supposed to take over the head of the El Paso Intelligence Center. Three, Phil Jordan had gotten an indictment from his Dallas bureau against the head of the Juarez cartel, Amado Carrillo Fuentes, who controlled the entire area where his brother was murdered.
The accused shooter turns out to be a 13-year-old boy from Juarez.
Yes, and Michelangel Flores, who had just turned 13, was a street kid who begged on street corners and washed windshields, juggled. And the alleged weapon that killed Lionel Bruno Jordan was a 9mm, probably an Uzi, a gun that would cost over a grand that a kid like that could never have on his own. He was identified by eyewitnesses within minutes of the shooting. There were 14 eyewitnesses. Then the question is, if he did it, who was he working for?
Yeah, and maybe the clearest indication that it's not just a simple crime comes when Phil Jordan gets the government to offer this accused boy a whole new life in the U.S. with his family in a witness protection program if he will talk, and the kid turns him down.
You have to wonder what he's afraid of that's so great that he turned down a deal like that, because all he had to give up was one thing. Who drove him into the parking lot that night? That's it. And he would have walked free. Instead, he faced down the entire United States government.
So you follow this story into the world of drug smuggling and dealing across the border, and to this man, Amado Carrillo Fuentes.
Yeah, Amado. I'd been frustrated by following drugs on the border. And so I thought, what if I took one murder and just tried to figure it out and saw where it led? Well, where it led for me was it took up 7 years of my life and took up 400 pages in a book.
You were going to spend a year and a half on this book. You wound up spending much more than that. You mortgaged your house in order to keep with this story. Why?
You get a load of guilt. It wasn't just Bruno. I knew so many people that had been killed that when I picked this case, it was out of a kind of anger, out of all the newspapers on the border, all the magazines in the country, pretending this didn't happen. Obsession, I don't know, isn't the right word. But I was determined to write one piece, at least, of the history of my time and get it down, and regardless of the cost to me. And so now I feel a kind of eerie satisfaction, even though I'm broke and underwater, because at least it's on paper.
The story, as it goes on, as you learn more and more, it just involves more drugs, more money. And you conclude that essentially there is no ending to the story of drug smuggling. It leads to the upper reaches of government, and not just the Mexican government, the U.S. government as well.
In a legal sense, you never get to know what happened, but in a human sense, you always know if you look at the facts. But the reason cases like this never get solved is they cross the river, meaning they tie it together, the United States and Mexico. And once you do that and you start going up the ladders of power in each country, then the investigations end.
And how do you manage to find the way to write about that?
You know, part of it was kind of odd. It became like a moral journey. And for a while, I thought it was hopeless. And then I decided the very experience, this kind of unreality I was living in, was the book, because this is a lot of our relationship with Mexico, and this is the drug world.
Weren't you a little bit concerned at times about pursuing this story? There are an awful lot of people in this book are killed, it's not a good idea to go down there and make people uncomfortable with a lot of questions.
No, it's not. I was there less than 60 days in Juarez before a local newspaper printed, a Juarez newspaper controlled by the cartel, printed a story about this pesky reporter poking into this murder, which I took as fair warning to get the hell out. So, yes, there's a kind of risk. But, you know, when you get in these stories, what you think of is just getting answers. You don't really think of the risk. That's the other thing, that if you get into the documents, our government knows what's going on, but it's too embarrassing to go into. What happens if you pull a $30 billion plug on Mexico, which is on the economic ropes anyway? What happens if you investigate a government and destroy it that you need as an ally on your southern border? So what happens is you let the drug world go on to keep a kind of temporary social peace. That's our foreign policy.
At the end of the story, the reader comes away with a sense that Bruno Jordan, Phil Jordan, the entire Jordan family, has been betrayed by everyone, including American officials.
Oh, yes. I mean, Phil Jordan was not just some local cop. This was a guy who gave briefings to Janet Reno when she was attorney general and had access to the highest levels of government. And yet, when he got into the circumstance, that benefited him not at all, because you can't go where the murder of Bruno Jordan leads you.
Maybe it would have been better for the Jordan family to have ignored the murder of their son and brother, Bruno.
Logically, that would have been better. Physically, that's impossible, knowing the family. This is a large family. There's 500 to 1,000 members of this family alone in El Paso. You can't slaughter one of theirs and they just turn their head and say that's the breaks of the game. But in fact, this murder has destroyed Phil Jordan's immediate family. It's largely destroyed Phil Jordan. It sent his cousin, who was another DEA agent, into prison for 84 months. It has been a catastrophe. The bullets that killed Bruno Jordan hit a lot more people than Bruno.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charles Bowden is the author of Down by the River, a story of drugs, money, murder, and family. It's published by Simon & Schuster.